Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tomorrow's Monsters is a production of iHeartRadio, Flint Picture Company, Cycopia Pictures, and Upper Room Productions.
Temperatures have plummeted from New York to Chicago. The winter storm is expected to bring extreme winds and heavy snow. Winter storm warnings and advisories have posted...
Do not turn it off. I'm in West Virginia now. Heading straight into a blizzard. It started snowing a few minutes ago. Jenna, what time is it?
7:13 a.m., January 8th. You've been on the road for 2 days, 14 hours and 32 minutes.
I'm close to the Indianapolis morning commute, which means the road is going to be buzzing with trooper drones. I have to be so careful now. Max had been missing without a trace for 3 days, and he chose this moment to reappear.
Dangerous. But this is humankind's next frontier.
He stepped out onto the stage and stole the spotlight back from Finn.
Huh. I'll be damned. Max Fuller. Everybody.
What he said. It's true, you know. This is humankind's next frontier. And my father, the late Dr. Walter Fuller, he was its bravest pioneer. Imagine getting a third more out of life. 33% more time. Our greatest resource, greater than energy, food, air, anything really, is simply time. Time to do the things you really care about. And I'm not talking about living longer. No, I'm talking about living better. Fuller. Imagine a world that never sleeps. Literally. Thomas Edison did. And so did my father. And we've been up to something very special at Next Corp. A secret project called Shut Eye. Secret until now. It's a safe application with one very simple benefit. you never have to sleep again. You see, the plan is not just to launch a new product, but to launch a whole new era, a series of applications that will change the very definition of human being and being human. First, a human without sleep, then a human without fear, then a human with perfect memory, all within reach, and all coming soon. Now, Shut-Eye is just the beginning of our future selves, humankind 2.0. And I would know.
And then Max took out the Shut-Eye device prototype, held it up to his eye, and fired.
I am the first user. I am the torchbearer that will carry my father's legacy into a new dawn of human enhancement. And I'm here today to tell you that you can pre-order, starting now.
Made my way backstage through the chaos and the cheering crowd. The Shut-Eye was wearing off and the fog was setting in. And behind the curtain, I spotted Finn and Max in the shadow. Finn was pissed.
Holy fucking shit, Max! Pre-order?
Relax. We had to offer something viable to the world. Mm-hmm. We had to create buzz. Our valuation just skyrocketed.
We are nowhere near ready for this,
man. You need to trust me.
Trust you. You disappeared again, Max.
I had to secure a new partnership.
So you've been getting jacked on my untested beta product, and now you're off there in the shadows making unilateral decisions about partnerships? Making deals about the future of our company. Our company, Max. Without even checking.
Sit down before you fall down, Finn. You're gonna bust an artery.
Jesus Christ, Max.
Hey, Jack.
Max.
You all right, Jack? Looks like you got a nasty little thing on your forehead.
It was an accident. Tripped up on something.
Well, I didn't mean to scare you.
What?
I didn't mean to leave you boys in a lurch. Thanks for working with Finn in my absence. You were put to the test there.
Well, thanks, really. It's not a thing. Sure, we were worried, but we're just glad to have you back, Max.
Well, apparently not everyone is. Look, I should really get back out there.
Where'd you go?
Look, you've had a long few days, buddy. Probably haven't been sleeping. You need to stay sharp now, Jack. Vigilant. We need to watch each other's backs. So you should go. Get some... Should I? Call me when you're feeling better.
So he knew. He knew I was on Shut-Eye. And he probably knew that I was soon to be dependent on it. And therefore, dependent on him. It was a calculated risk that I would soon regret. I rushed out of the arena. I was sick to my stomach. I made my long winding way back through the convention floor as quickly as I could. Through the endless, tireless Vegas maze towards my hotel room. I could feel the full migraine coming in now. Lights were suddenly too bright. Noises too loud. I caught my reflection in the tinted glass walls as I staggered. I barely recognized myself. I couldn't shake the feeling that I was being tailed again. When I looked back over my shoulder, I saw nothing but a sea of beaming faces. Everyone I passed seemed like a predator. And now I was moving in slow motion while the rest of the world seemed to spin faster and faster in a blur. I barely made it back to my room. I crawled to the bathroom and dragged my ass to the shower. The ice cold water was like shock therapy. And for a moment, I was able to regain my focus. I kept replaying Abby Reynolds' face right before she vanished. Only hours after Max's own disappearance, and this was a woman who held the key to this company's downfall. And she disappeared moments before its greatest triumph. Nah, man, this wasn't a coincidence. And what do you know? Right then, my phone lit up.
Text message from Dr. Abby Reynolds.
What?
I said, text message from Dr. Abby Reynolds.
Read the message.
Meet me at northwest corner of hotel and alleyway in 15 minutes.
What the? I grabbed my phone. I could barely hold it up. I don't believe in fate, or luck, or magic, or divine providence, or even accidents. The universe has its rules. Cause and effect. A chain of events. I don't believe that my migraine was a coincidence. Nor was it a coincidence that I spotted the small gift wrapped package sitting by the sink. The nausea was surging back as I reached for it. The card just read, "Good work, Cass." I ripped the package open. It was a shower eye applicator. First, I tried to drop it in the shower, but my fingers wouldn't let it go. My body was working independently of me, like I was a puppet. I turned it over in my hand and I raised it to my eye. And I took my second dose of shy. A sudden flood of dopamine to my brain. The euphoria was instant.
Holy shit.
My brain's reward system launched. The world seemed to sparkle and shine. Huh. The air smelled like Christmas. My face tingled. Upon my second dose, the sickness evaporated and I was hyper alert.
Holy shit.
Jenna, reply to Abby Reynolds.
How would you like me to reply?
Tell her I'm on my way.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
I got to the alley early, but as I turned into it, I realized I was being followed again.
God damn it.
Now my tail was about a block behind me, his long, dark shadow stretching towards me. I slipped into the alley behind a dumpster and waited.
I know you're back here, Mr. Locke.
Shit!
We've been keeping an eye on you, but we're not the only ones. You're in danger. We're not trying to hurt you, we're trying to help you. Will you please step out here? We need to fill you in.
It's hard to explain what happened next.
Mr. Locke? Is that you?
Another figure appeared in the alleyway and strolled casually up to my tail. Then attacked him.
Who are you? Stop!
It happened fast. It was dark. But I could see the reflection of blood on faces. The man really had no chance against his attacker, who brutally slammed this man's head down over and over again. Then the attacker stood, facing away from me into the dark. He began neatly wiping his hands with his handkerchief before adjusting his cufflinks and popping his bloody knuckles. Then he left, strode away just as casually as he had come. I waited for a moment before creeping out and checking on the man who had been following me. He was now unconscious and blood everywhere. Jenna?
Yes, Jack?
Call 911. And then, it took me a moment to find where the sound was coming from. I picked it up, and my blood ran cold. I only knew it was Abby Reynolds' phone because of the picture on the home screen. Abby holding a white rat. And then an incoming message. Pictures. Pictures of me. Pictures that had just been taken in that very moment, standing over the bleeding man. A federal agent, barely clinging to life. I'd been set up. I didn't stick around to find out what happened next. I called 911 for help and took off as soon as the paramedics arrived.
Excuse me, out the way, out the way! Matt! Max is our man. Hey, I had to run. I had to just get back for some personal stuff. Just call me, man. Yeah.
Shit. By the time I arrived back in San Francisco, I was beginning to crash again. The signs of a shut-eye withdrawal were now familiar. I was bleary-eyed and already feeling the edges of a migraine. I almost wasn't prepared for the voicemail that I got when I turned my phone back on.
Missed call from Agent Beatty.
This is Agent Beatty, HEA. I need you to call me immediately upon getting this message. It's regarding one of my guys at CES, one of our agents. I want to know why he's in the ICU with a crushed skull and two broken arms shortly after making contact with you.
Oh, shit.
Jack, you better have something real fucking good.
And then, I saw it again, the gray van, speeding in the opposite direction. It almost fucking hit me. I spun around to watch it careen down the block behind us. And then, it happened again. same gray van zoomed past. It was a replay. It meant I was crashing. The universe glitching. I was so distracted that I almost didn't even register what was next. The real kicker. What the hell? Oh my God.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Sir, you can't go in there. Get back.
That's my building.
Stay behind the
line. That's my apartment. That's my home.
Well, lucky for you, you're not in it right now.
The official story was an electrical fire. I think at this point we can all agree that this is not what happened. January 6th. 3 p.m. My apartment is gone. It is gone. I'm standing here and... Finn, hey.
Hey, there's an all-hands-on-deck meeting in 20 minutes, Jack.
Wait, you're back, yeah?
Yeah, I took a jet. Where the hell are you? You're back in town, right?
Yeah, just,
You all right?
Yeah. I'm on my way. Hey, Jana.
Yes, Jack?
Call a car.
What destination?
NextCorp.
Your car to NextCorp will arrive in 2 minutes.
The building was humming when I walked in.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Matt's really knocked it out the park, huh?
Yep.
Great work, Jack.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Big week.
Yep. Big week, mate.
Well, here's the conquering hero back from the wars.
Hey, Eddie.
How was it?
No, it was something, man.
You look like you went pretty hard. Really leaning into the Vegas thing, huh?
Yeah, man.
Well, pound some coffee, my man. Max has called us all into the bullpen. He just got in. Big announcement, looks like. Shit's moving, man.
When?
Now. See you in there.
I wasn't in the headspace for the sort of energy exuding from the building that afternoon. 3 solid days awake, and last time I slept was because I'd been choked out. And since I woke up face down on the floor of my apartment, I'd taken 2 doses of shut-eye, traveled over 2,000 kilometers across Death Valley and back, was framed for the assault of a federal agent, and fled the scene of the crime only to find my apartment engulfed in flames when I arrived home. I was a wreck. I could feel myself getting sick. What's more, I could feel the migraine coming back, like it never left. Probably should have checked in at the clinic, but let's be honest. I needed Cass. I needed another hit of shut-eye. So I went to NextCorp. I wish I hadn't.
Okay, thank you everybody, thank you.
Please. It was a bloodbath.
I guess you were all following the events at CES. You probably heard a lot of rumors as well then. That we had some interest in our projects from investors, both public and private. We're not going to discuss that today, and we have decided a different direction to move in. As of this afternoon, I will be meeting with each department head individually to discuss the termination of 75% of our workforce.
Oh my God. Max, what the hell are you doing?
We'll meet separately, Finn. Just give me a second.
Jesus Christ, Max.
We do thank you for your service thus far, and we'll be offering the individuals let go generous severance packages based on length of service and pay grade.
What are you doing?
Your department heads will have further information for you as the week continues. Thank you. Finn, Cass, Jack, with me. Thank you all.
Did you, Finn?
I have no idea, Jack. I just got in here a minute ago.
It felt like the whole world was coming apart at the seams. Total chaos. Just then, a disgruntled employee stepped up to Max.
Your department heads will have more information
That's
later.
That's not good enough, Max.
Step away. Don't... Get off!
And punched him. And then Max retaliated.
Whoa, Max! Max! What are you doing?
You will wait until you hear from your department heads.
Jesus Christ, Max!
Eddie, would you take care of this man?
Who the hell are you?
Cass, Finn, Jack. Now, please.
Through the thick haze of my headache, Through the grind of the shut-eye crash, I couldn't help but clock Max's strange stoop as he retaliated. That lightning speed with which he put down his attacker, or the animal grunt as his fists met the man's jaw. It was fast and brutal. And most of all, the way he adjusted his cufflinks immediately after the attack. I'd seen it in the alleyway the night before.
Jesus Christ, Max. What the hell are you doing? You can't just fire 3/4 of our people without so much as an explanation.
I need you to calm down.
Calm down, Max? Calm down? These people have been with us for years, Max.
Are you okay, Jack? Jack, I'm talking to you. What's wrong with you?
I need to...
Jack?
I'm having...
You're having trouble talking?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a crash.
What? Have you been giving him shut-eye?
Don't look at me.
That is grossly irresponsible.
It was at this point...
Jack? Whoa!
That I passed down.
Tomorrow's Monsters, starring John Boyega as Jack Locke, Darren Criss as Max Fuller, Marley Shelton as Cass Berkeley, Clark Gregg as Walter Fuller, Sa Ngalja as David Truesdale, Nicholas Dukoski as Finn Connolly, Claire Bronson as Dr. Abby Reynolds, David Chen as Michael Corbin, Suhaila Elatar as Jenna, Victor Rivera as Eddie Bender, Robert Pralgo as Agent Beatty, Steve Coulter as Senator Berkeley, Rhoda Griffiths as Rainey Webb, with additional performances by Helen Abel, Jason Williams, Michael Anthony, Robin Bloodworth, and Teresa Davis. Our first assistant director is Michael Monti. Our second assistant director is Sarah Klein. Sound and music by Ben Lovett. Additional sound design and editing by Benjamin Balcom, Justin Raboski, and Mike Regan. Casting by Jessica Fox Thigpen. Our executive producers are Scott Sheldon, Shelby Thomas, Alexander Williams, and Matthew Frederick. Written by Dan Bush and Nicholas Dukoski. Created by Dan Bush and Connell Byrne. Directed by Dan Bush. Produced by Beau Flynn, Dan Bush, and John Boyega. Tomorrow's Monsters is a production of iHeartRadio, Flynn Picture Company, Psychopia Pictures, and Upper Room Productions. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.